Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Inches Podcast, a podcast that looks at sports and event sponsorship and how digital is shifting that. I'm your co-host, Nick Lawson, CEO and co-founder of a company called Squad Sports that helps sports teams and events connect fans to sponsors digitally through great mobile activations. And as always, back from Bend, Oregon, I'm here with Rich Franklin, head of corporate partnerships for the Portland Winterhawks. We did a great webinar this past week with Front Office Sports. Rich was on it, Chris McKee, Peter over at ISC. Ron Patel from New Mexico United had to catch and change a flight, but he joined us for a little bit on there.
I like that. That was neat seeing him on the webinar from his seat.
He had kind of emailed me and said, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to do the audio a lot. So right. I think he was hoping that maybe he could like type some stuff in and do that, or that audio would work. I'm surprised because I think airlines limit your bandwidth. And it's not like his video was the clearest or anything.
Right.
But I'm surprised he even got reception up there.
Well, he was probably crossing his fingers the one time, crossing his fingers for a flight delay so that he could have been a more active participant.
Right, yeah. Just not too many flights from Albuquerque to Sacramento. They had a game in Sacramento on that side, so he wasn't able to make it. But put on by Front Office Sports, it was a really great time. A lot of good insights on that. So if you haven't checked it out, you can definitely check it out. Go to squadhq.com/webinar. We have the video up there as well as some key points on that side. So definitely go check it out. Actually, from the webinar is this week's topic, which I think is really, really important, that actually Chris brought up, Chris McKee at MRN. But it's just understanding sort of how brand budgets are created and how they're set up. And what he had brought up based on something that I had said was just the idea that there's buckets of money that go toward different things. And we were just chatting briefly before this, which is, you know, digital event, things like that. But the big thing that today, Rich, for you to dive into, that I think, you know, a lot of, you know, early sports sponsorship people or even sponsorship people should understand is kind of how are those budgets segmented on that side, and what kind of buckets are set up for you to go tap into.
And the importance of knowing this as you put your sponsorship proposal together.
Absolutely.
To reflect how the money is being spent. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, I like talking about buckets because it's a good visual imagery, mm-hmm. That you kind of want to keep in mind when you are maybe meeting for the first time with a sponsored prospect, or if you've got a current prospect that you're looking to grow the partnership. And that is that there are buckets, not literal buckets, but there are different pools of money from which you can draw for your bigger overall proposal ask, mm-hmm. to sponsor your team or event. Mm-hmm. I think when you're new to this business, you kind of figure, well, it's probably coming out of a bucket called marketing, mm-hmm. or sponsorships or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And there is probably a bucket labeled sponsorships or marketing. Mm-hmm. But what you also want to be thinking about is this. That same company probably has a bucket labeled corporate giving, mm-hmm. or philanthropy. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we here at the Winterhawks have done is not necessarily tap directly into that bucket, but use that as part of our overall partnership strategy. And here's how we do it. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when a company has a corporate giving budget, what does that look like? Well, you know, for some companies, yeah, they're very good about publicizing what they're doing, but others aren't. And all that you see is maybe a press release, and there's the picture of the company representative and a charity representative, mm-hmm. and they're standing in a conference room smiling and holding a big check. Mm-hmm. And there you go. Congratulations. Company ABC has donated $10,000 to charity XYZ in support of, you know, their particular cause. Mm-hmm. So what we've done here at the Winterhawks is do the research ahead of time. We find out who some of the sponsor prospects work with on a charity basis. Mm-hmm. And we say, why don't you do that check presentation at one of our games? Mm-hmm. Or if you're already doing it, let's give you another opportunity to really promote it. And we'll put you on the big screen. We'll do it during an intermission or a media timeout and get you a little bit of extra recognition. That doesn't necessarily mean that the $10,000 donation is coming to us, mm-hmm. but it now adds additional value to whatever the dollar amount is that I am asking for by saying, let me help publicize your corporate giving to my audience.
Yep.
And we'll do it in a fun way.
Yep.
Another bucket that I always try to keep in mind is employee entertainment, employee mm-hmm. engagement. Mm-hmm. Chances are there's a company picnic or there's a holiday party or there's several events over the course of the year. Mm-hmm. That's good to know if you are building a hospitality element into your sponsorship pitch, mm-hmm. because not only would it be something along the lines of season tickets, that kind of thing for kind of an ongoing basis, but maybe you want to build in a group night as well.
Yep.
And tap into that particular budget. The sales department usually has a developmental budget or a key account budget. There may be a new product budget. If a company is rolling out something new, they've maybe set some money aside to help promote that new product, mm-hmm. or tie it in with hospitality for key accounts and those kinds of things. So where I'm going with all this is think about your own company, the different areas where you spend money, do some research on your prospect as far as the different areas where they are spending money, and then build your proposal, build your partnership presentation to reflect opportunities in several different areas where you could potentially draw funds from.
Yep.
And a lot of times you'll have to kind of do a little bit of prompting, mm-hmm. and just let the prospect know, hey, maybe you could take some of this from your XYZ account for corporate entertainment, and you pull a little bit out of this account for employee entertainment and activation and team building and that kind of thing. But you can pull from here, pull from there, pull from this bucket, pull from that bucket, and put together a nice little comprehensive package that doesn't necessarily hit just one department budget.
Yeah, and what I like about this, and I've seen you do it, especially on the digital side, is just a few things. One, it opens and accesses money that you sometimes when you go to a prospect and you're like, hey, do you want to sponsor, Ring Board, whatever, their first answer might be, we don't have enough marketing budget for that. When they say that, usually they're not even thinking about, hey, maybe we could do this for employee benefit. Hey, maybe we could also do this for this charity piece, right? We do have these different pieces where we could pull from. So you're almost educating them to say, hey, you might not have enough in your ad marketing budget to do this, but I noticed that you do a lot of charity giving. How much marketing do you spend on that? Or you do a lot of employee benefit, like picnics. How much money do you spend on that?
Right.
For you, when you're trying to figure out how this kind of company is set up with these different buckets, I'm sure you probably know the basis of where this money is. Are there any questions that you'll ask a prospect or any kind of specific research do to try and figure it out?
Usually what I'll do first, if I'm going to go in and meet with somebody for the very first time, is I'll go to their corporate website, mm-hmm. and I'll click on the, usually at the very bottom, mm-hmm. of the website, there's those little teeny tiny links, mm-hmm. for like news or about. Mm-hmm. And I'll click on those and see what kind of press releases they've been putting out. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times you'll find out about what's going on internally at a company based on the press releases that you may never see.
Yep.
But they are apparently proud enough of them. Mm-hmm. to put out a presser. And maybe it has to do with, again, a philanthropic effort that they've got going on, or it could be a new product, or hey, we're opening a new location. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I always look for is I click on the careers tab, and it's not necessarily because I'm looking to go to work for them, but I want to know, are they hiring? It's a very, very competitive job market these days, and one of the things that I always like to see is this company looking for qualified applicants, and can we build that message into the partnership as well?
100%. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's so, a great idea to see, hey, you're onboarding a lot of employees I saw from your career page. I'd love to set up a package where they get to go to a game with their supervisor within the first month that they're onboarded, right? Things like that. That's where, again, you're building the story around, one, we talk a lot about fit, right? But you're building that relationship to say, I did enough research to find and see if this is a fit.
Yeah.
Number two, it just makes logical sense, right? It's not just saying, okay, what's a rink board or that. You're actually building in something for them to say, you know what, that's right. That is a good point. Yeah. You and I have kind of seen, and we talked about it on the webinar about this, just how much digital has increased in that budget, just because attention is there. It's what brands want to buy. I assume charities kind of about the same, and probably employee benefits kind of same, but how much do those buckets kind of rise and fall? Because obviously if you had asked 5 years ago, and you would have said, hey, what's the digital budget, you know, bucket, it might have been 10% of total ad spend. Now we're seeing, you know, 40%, 60%.
Or higher, yeah.
Yeah, so what's kind of how can you, you know, have you seen kind of those buckets shift on that
side? I've seen, because of the job market and unemployment being so low, the thing that I have seen is that companies seem to want to do more to keep current employees happy and engaged. And I, as I mentioned a minute ago, have used that to my benefit to say, you know, one of the things about your partnership with the Portland Winterhawks, for instance, is, you know, we do make what we call our friends and family ticket discount available to your employees. So that's a great way through this partnership. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but as part of this partnership, you can offer one of the perks of your partnership with the Portland Winterhawks hockey team to your employees. And however you want to do that, you know, sometimes they're wanting to do a group night where they are, where the company is paying for those tickets. Or similarly with season tickets or vouchers where the company is paying for it. But sometimes, you know, in addition to or separate from, they'll say, yeah, you know, that would be nice for us to be able to offer this benefit to our current employees.
Yeah.
And it's also something that, you know, the recruiters might want to know as they're out there, you know, trying to bring new employees into the company. As I've said, we do this with a couple of our current sponsors where we will run messaging, on their, sometimes if they've got a particular, a specific game night that they are sponsoring, we will run a message up on the replay screen that says, hey, hope you're enjoying XYZ company night here at the Winterhawks. They're hiring. If you're interested in a career opportunity with this company, go to XYZ, you know, whatever the corporate website address is, .com/careers, and find out more. And it's kind of a twofold thing. Number one is it's helping the company, the sponsor, get that messaging out. And number two, it's also reaching a potential new employee who's maybe already working someplace else. And they're having a fun time at the game, and they see this message, and it's like, huh, yeah, okay, maybe I should take a look at that. So, you know, they say the best time to hire somebody or the best people to hire are the people that aren't looking, you know. And so so we try to help our corporate partners out. And again, we may be able to tap into some recruiting budgets as part of the overall package. Just to increase the overall investment with the team by including that element.
And that's, you know, I think especially for maybe some of our quote unquote smaller teams that are in markets with bigger, that might be the thing that gets you to the top, right? That yeah. might be the difference between, hey, can I get some money? No, we're already sponsoring this big team, as opposed to you coming and saying, hey, I think this could be a really great idea. Let's do some employee perk. Let's do some HR stuff. Let's add that. That might be, just as we've talked about digital, these different buckets could be the difference between you, you know, offering, as we talked about on the previous episode, you offering exactly what that competitor team is, as opposed to you offering something a little bit different, so that it's technically the same money you're getting. You're just telling a better story of how, and it's making more sense to whoever's buying because it fits with, you know, how they spend money.
Well, and it fits with the narrative too of our fan base, our team being a good fit for your company.
Yep.
And that has to do with the people that are sitting in the stands, seeing your brand, watching your activation, engaging your brand digitally, whatever it may be, that you can also say to that partner, you know, not only is our audience a good fit for you from a consumer standpoint, but there's probably a pretty good profile match as well in terms of the fans that are sitting in the seats and your need or desired new employee.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just taking that audience that you have at the game, or it's taking the audience that you have digitally, watching the TV, radio, streaming, however it is that you're doing it, and just finding one more way to match that fan with that partner.
Yep.
On this time, it's almost more of a B2B level as opposed to a consumer level.
Yeah, and you know, we could dive into digital on that side, but I think you all listening have kind of seen that it's sort of the same way, right? It's the fact that, you know, there's a bucket for digital. It's around 40%. If you have the assets, whether that be sponsored tweets or, you know, activations like ours, that's money that you can't really touch unless you have some of these assets. So,
and the main thing, you know, that I would try to drive home is just be thinking about that as you are putting your sponsor presentation together.
Yeah.
Remember to have some different options in there or some different elements in there that potentially could apply to those different buckets of money.
Yeah.
If you're looking at your proposal, you're reviewing it, and you're thinking, "Wow, this is all about, you know, I'm pretty narrow here in my focus as far as the types of elements and the types of promotional or engagement opportunities." Think about doing it a little bit more diverse, a little more broad types of elements. So that you're able to provide a real comprehensive type of a presentation that, as I say, could tap into recruiting or corporate giving or employee parties and entertainment and sales development and all those different types of buckets that your sponsorship prospect has to draw from.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think we ended there. That was huge value. Hopefully some of you guys are kind of reworking some of your packages and rethinking on that side. I don't have a topic again for next week. We'll kind of figure it out as we go here. But thanks so much, everybody, for listening.
I've got a suggested topic.
Let's hear it.
Hold everything. have we touched on this topic yet? What do you do with... And here's why I'm bringing this up. I am at the point in my season, it's now early August. Training camp starts in 3 weeks. Season starts in about 6 weeks. All summer long, we're pitching, and now we're trying to close. Here's a good topic. How do you close that sponsor that keeps putting you off?
Yeah, I love that.
How do you create urgency?
100%. You know, I see it a lot when we work with teams. It's coming down to the wire, and some of our assets are in that package. And you know, I'll check in and say, "Hey, where are we at with this?" And sometimes, a lot of more times than I would think, the answer is the sponsor just really hasn't gotten back to me, and so I don't know. They seem really excited, so I love that topic. So we'll definitely, as season, especially for us, we have such a seasonality sales season. Obviously, you should be prospecting and selling
year round.
365, as we've talked about, but there's definitely a, if you want to get in on this season and we want to do a full season package,
we're gonna take the title of next week's episode from the famous song by The Doors. Mm-hmm. You remember The Doors?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of The Doors?
I've heard of The Doors.
You're pretty young. Yep. You know, come on, baby, and light my fire. Yep. All right. How do you light a fire under that prospect to get a decision?
Love it.
There we go.
All right. That's what we'll chat about next week. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. Rich, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Well, you conveniently linked to me right here on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. But if you want to just avoid the links or whatever, my name is Rich Franklin. I'm Vice President of Corporate Partnerships for the Portland Winterhawks hockey team of the Western Hockey League. Or if you want to go the email route, my email address is richf@winterhawks.com.
And I'm Nick Lawson, co-founder of Squad Again. You want to reach me, just search Nick Lawson on LinkedIn. I should pop up under Squad Sports. Definitely connect with me there. You're probably already connected with me or somebody shared this if you're listening to this. But thanks so much for tuning in this week. Excited about next week. In the meantime, keep pushing those limits of sports sponsorship.